Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today we are going to be talking about the past simple. It is a very easy tense, however, I invite you to watch the following recommendations so that you can work with this tense without any problems. The first recommendation is that we are going to use the auxiliary DIIT. When are we going to use it? We are going to use this DIIT in negative sentences and interrogative sentences, and also for some answers. However, that is the fundamental role of that day. We also use regular and irregular verbs. Remember that regular verbs are those that end in -ed, which follow a rule. At the end of this video, I will leave you a video so that you can see when to create them and how to do it. We see them as irregular if they do not follow a rule, and that is why sometimes we have such a hard time learning these verbs. Please practice from the list of verbs it has. Do not learn them all. Well, wonderful, yes, but first learn the most commonly used ones, okay? The ones you use the most in your daily speech, in your everyday form. We have two types of sentences here, one with a regular verb and one with an irregular one, so that we can differentiate, and let's get started. So, he closed the door. We're going to do it in these three forms: affirmative, negative, and interrogative. The first thing we're going to do is identify the verb close, because door is not a verb, but door is a noun. Close. How do you say close in English? So, we have three options. Let's look at them. Look at this. Close, which is present, closed, which is past simple, and closed, which is past participle. Repeat. Close, closed, closed. There they are. So, present, past simple, and past participle. The one we're going to use is the past simple, the one in the middle. So, as I say, he closed the door. I simply put he, then here we put closed, we put the D, right? That's one of the many little rules that when it ends in E, we simply add the D. He closed. And the door, what's it like? He closed the door. Very easy. This is what the past tense is doing here. For us in Spanish, what does the past tense often do? The accent mark. So, if they are learning Spanish, they have to keep in mind the accent marks and the possible endings in the past. What do? We put E and that's it. This is the way to do it. We are going to say, he didn't close the door. He didn't close the door. So, how do we start the sentence? He, what do I have to keep in mind here when making negatives? What is it? What is D? Look here. Negative and interrogative. So, we are going to put he did. And where is the negative, Pacho? Here it is. We have to put it there. He did not. Are you the other option? He didn't. Either of these two options is fine. You can use that one or this one and no one can give you any trouble for that. However, when you see them there, you can identify them, whether in this long form or the short form, there's no problem. What does it say so far? He didn't, he didn't, he didn't close. That's what I mean. What is the verb to close? The verb close. There it is. Be very careful at this point. If you're going to put this D at the end, like it is up here, that is, that it ends, you're already making a grammatical error. Why? Because when there's a present auxiliary, be it did or do, or does, whatever auxiliary you're using, the verb has to remain in its infinitive form because there's a present auxiliary. So, we simply omit that D, we simply leave it normal and continue with our complement. That's it. There it is. So, he did not close the door, or you can also say he didn't close the door. No problem. For the question, what we're going to do is open with an auxiliary. In this case, our auxiliary is the DI. What we're going to do is this movement. We're going to start with this dit. Remember once again that this question mark doesn't exist in English. In Spanish, it does exist because it's indicating that a question is coming. That's what this does. But since it doesn't exist in English, I can't use it. What can I use? Auxiliaries. Yes. Or move something here or modal verbs. In this case, it's this auxiliary that comes to take on this question role. After that, I write the normal sentence. So, what's the normal sentence? Did then what followed? Did he close the door? And our question is ready. Did he close the door? He closed the door. Very easy, Pacho. I can also make it an interrogative. What do you mean an interrogative? In other words, they ask and deny at the same time. Of course. So you've got this one too, the did and the not. So, what would it be like? You can do it even in the short form. Didn't he close the door? Didn't he close the door? When we say, didn't he close the door, we are saying, he didn't close the door. Yes, look at the difference. Did he close the door? Did he close the door? Didn't he close the door? He didn't close the door. Look at the options we have here. I'll take advantage of this example to show you the following. The difference between this sentence and did and the auxiliary dos that we used in the present tense is the tense. That's what this auxiliary is telling us. Why is it helping us? Because it's helping us to ask a question. And because it's telling us in what tense the question is being asked or in what tense it is being spoken. How come I didn't understand anything? When we use did, what is it doing? It's playing this role, opening a question, but it's telling us that this question is in the simple past. Right? On the other hand, what does this auxiliary dos do? It also helps us. It helps us to ask a question with this question mark, right? As if it were this question mark. But it tells us that this question is in what? If I say does he close the door, that the question is in the present tense. That's the difference between did and does. Question in the past, question in the present tense. The rest is the same structure. So, how would it be here? Did he close the door? If I say, does he close the door? Does he close the door? I'm saying, does he close the door? Look at the difference. So, I'll leave you with that intrigue so you can review it a little bit. Let's continue. So, in the answers you can put here, obviously, and it's a good answer and no too. These are valid answers. It's just good to add a little bit more so as not to be so blunt. So we can put here, he closed the door. And he closed the door. Or the negative, no, he didn't. It can be like this, no, he didn't, no, no. Or also put it, no, he didn't. He didn't close, yes. He didn't close the door. There it is. So, this first example is very easy. Let's do the other one. So, irregular verb. They ate pizza. How do you say comer in English? The verb is, here we have them, eat. Look at this, and it, present. In the past it is ate. It is past simple. And on Saturday they participated. Yes, eat, eaten. Eat, ate, eaten. There we have them. Which one are we going to use? They ate pizza. So, how is it? They. How is they ate? I'm going to put it right here. They ate pizza. They ate pizza. There it is. Easy. What are we going to do for the negative sentence? So, we put los. Yes. What is the auxiliary that comes? D. I'm going to put it right away in the short form. You know that you can also use did not. They didn't. They didn't eat. Which option are you going to choose from these three verbs that are there? Eat, ate, order. Which one? Eat. Why it? Because remember that the verb already comes in its normal form. Yes, since this is an irregular verb, then we put it in the present tense. They didn't eat pizza. Very easy. They didn't eat pizza. Now for the question, remember that we do this movement and start our question with did. How would it be then? Did they? Yes, did they. And we put the normal sentence. Did they eat pizza? There it is. Did they eat pizza? It's simply like this. Now remember the answer. Yes, we can put a very short answer like this. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Or the other option would be, no, they didn't. There it is. No, they didn't. Obviously, if you want to put a compliment, no, they didn't eat pizza. That would also be correct. Well, I hope you enjoyed this tense a lot. Let's practice with two or three more sentences so you can see how we could work with other examples. Well, let's see how it goes. I'll be right back with you. Okay, guys. Now we're going to practice this tense with these two exercises and they are super easy. Yes, they are really easy. Number one, Carla watched television yesterday. What's the verb here? The verb is the verb to watch. We have the list of verbs. Look at this. Watch. Yes, it's in the present tense. Watch. Watched. Watched. Like a T pronunciation at the end. So, present, simple past and past participle. There it is. So, as I say, Carla watched television yesterday. So, Carla. Yes, Carla. The verb is which one? Watch. But what do we add? We add the ed, which does the past ending. Watch television, you can also say TV. And yesterday, what's it like? Yay! Very easy. Carla watched TV and Carla watched television yesterday. The negative Carla. She didn't watch TV yesterday. So, how is it, Carla? Yes, Carla. What is it? What do I need here? Did. And what am I going to put? Not, because it's negative. So, did not, or you know that the short form is didn't. Either of these is fine. Carla did not, Carla didn't. Carla didn't watch TV yesterday. So, how is it? Watch. But we put it as ed, right? No, remember what we talked about just now. The verb watch is simply left in its normal form, that is, as in the normal form, it means infinitive, but so that you understand it better, we put the first form that is here. Look here, watch. So, Carla did not watch TV, yay. Yes, yesterday. Very easy, very easy. Now, for the question, what did we do? For the question, it is the auxiliary, the one that moves. So, that movement is what starts it. So, how would this be? Did Carla? Yes, did Carla? And almost the same question, the same affirmative. Did Carla watch? Did Carla watch TV yesterday? There it is. Very easy. Did Carla watch TV? And there it is. So, you can say in the answer, you can say yes, she did. Yes, a very short answer. Yes, she did. Or the other one, no, she didn't. Either of these answers is correct. Yes, she did. No, she didn't. Number two. You understood the lesson easily. How do you say the verb understand in English? It's understand. Look at this. Understand, understood, understood. So, we have present, simple past and past participle. How do I say it? So, you say you understood. Which of the three is understood? Yes, because it's the past. So, we put it here, you understood. And the lesson easily, the lesson and easily. What is the verb, the adjective easy? It's easy, yes, easy. But remember that for the adverb easily, the way you understood it, we change this to easily. You understood the lesson easily. Very good. Negative. Let's do the negative. You didn't understand the lesson easily. Well, I hope this isn't true, right? But let's do it here. So, how would it be? What comes next? Auxiliary. Look, the good thing about the past simple is that the auxiliary is the same for everyone. It's the did. On the other hand, in the present simple it was do and others are does dos. Here it's to did. You did. And what do we put? We're going to put it right away in the short form. You didn't. Which one comes next? The verb which of the three is which understand? Remember that we take the first one, which is the one that's in the infinitive part. You did understand the lesson easily. Very easy. So, here we put this adverb easily. Easily. You didn't understand the lesson easily. And finally, let's do the question. Let's do this question. Very simple. Remember that we move here this auxiliary did to the beginning and it starts the question. That starts the question. Did you? Yes. Do you understand? Do you understand? That's very easy. Do you understand the lesson easily? What a great question for you. No, I'm going to ask you this question so that you can give me these two final answers. The question for you is, do you understand this lesson easily? Yes or no? I hope your answer was yes. Well, guys, I hope you liked it. Hey, don't forget to share this video, save it to your playlist. Don't forget to subscribe here in this button and share with many people. Bye-bye and see you next, class.